Hello, it's Friday, the 24th of May in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news show. I'm here tonight with the wonderful Catherine, and it's just the two of us. It's only going to be a quick one. We're not going to be doing a show on Monday as it's bank holiday, but we will be back probably on Tuesday with the Prophecy Watch and Wednesday with the nightly news and some interviews. I'm glad to say Kimberly Isherwood is going to be coming on next week with some very important news. She has done a video, which I will link below, talking about the children and how everybody can help parents who are struggling with issues with social services and with schools. So we're going to speak to Kimberly all about that next week. I just want to say if you would like to support the show, you can buy us a coffee. We would very much appreciate it. We've been taken down off of PayPal now for just over 2 years, I think it is. And yeah, we work hard to do this. So that's the end of that. We're going to get on, as always, with Kate Watch. Oh my gosh. Palace officials have, this is via the Daily Beast. They've come out and they are saying Kate will not be returning or be seen for the rest of this year. And she's surrounded and being cared for by her birth family, who are also looking after the children as well. Where the fuck's her husband?
That's odd as hell, isn't it? So
Where's
basically,
her?
why is nobody going to see her for a whole? That would be a whole year.
I'm saying the rest
And
of this
no,
year.
it's her birth parents are looking after her, apparently.
Yeah.
Nothing to do with her husband and the royal family.
So where's, yeah, exactly. Where is her husband? Where is the royal family? Let's just remember that Camilla has opened her arms up to Rose Hanbury, to the court, to her Queen Camilla's court. Rose Hanbury is being sucked in. Now, I'm really interested. So it came out yesterday that all of the royal engagements now for the rest of this year are going to be cancelled because there's a general election and they don't want to take, they don't want the eyes being focused on them instead of the general election. Like, seriously,
That's an excuse.
seriously, the only reason we're focused on you is because where the hell is Kate Middleton?
Yeah,
So,
they're bowing out, aren't they? Just making excuses.
we're watching a movie. It's over. It's been over since Prince Philip died. That's when I knew it was over, when he was taken to his funeral in an old Land Rover.
Yeah, it was a bit
Not a
weird, wasn't
limousine.
it?
And then they come out with he wanted to go there in the Land Rover that he restored himself. Shut up. Shut up. And the other thing about that funeral is the Queen always leads the procession of a
Yeah.
funeral. She was in the back of the funeral parade. So that's how I know we're watching a movie because it doesn't make sense. And don't forget the coronation and the Grim Reaper. You know, we're watching a movie. So you can take that to the bank. Kat, what have you got for us?
Well, firstly, and this has only just popped up on my feed now, I'm just going to get this one out of the way. So, Chichester Police have posted on their Facebook page a picture of a police car, all pretty coloured and rainbow coloured, pride written all over it. And they've written on the bottom, keep an eye out. Right. By the way, I think it was David Curtin who did a video, right, recently showing you. So we know we got Pride Month in June, right? Pride Month. But then he basically showed the whole year and what the different sort of parts of the agenda, which I think they have days year, they have weekend year, trans awareness week, this blood non-binary day, all of this sort of crap, right? Constantly throughout the year. It's not just June, but this is
No.
obviously tomorrow for the 25th of May. It's not even Pride yet, and here we are. Anyway, Chichester police guys were not no police force, are supposed to be political. None of them, right? But this is a political agenda, and here we go. Keep an eye out for officers at Chichester Pride this Saturday, the 25th of May. Along with our stall, we will have our Pride car, so pop over to say hello. I'm sorry, but this pisses me off to high heaven. It really, really does. I'm absolutely sick of this agenda being rammed down people's throats. And the people who should absolutely not be involved in this either way clearly is. It's an absolute joke. They're not the only police force who are doing this. Actually, Wales, the Welsh police forces are the worst. They're the ones who spent the most money on all this shit last year. All their merch and all their crap. Do you know what I mean? Just to push this agenda down people's throats all the time. I'm sick of it. So
has anybody actually gone and put in a formal complaint about this? I mean, obviously they've got no hope in Wales. You've got no hope of them, anybody within the Welsh government picking it up and thinking it's disgraceful. But in the UK, there must be, you know, you've got to go via the council. You're going to have to go to the police commissioner. Chichester, that's kind of Wiltshire-ish way, isn't it? I think
I don't know, to be honest, Luke.
There it is, Chichester. Yeah. I think
that's
anyway.
What I mean, I mean, people probably have. They probably have complained, but whether or not they're going to get very far is, you know, you'd have to do it en masse. This is getting ridiculous.
Can we prove that it's a political? We need to get there to show it's the political agenda first.
Oh, 100%.
And we've got to make, this is one thing we need to make, we need to ask this question and kind of prove that this is a political agenda.
Yeah, because it definitely is.
Of course it is. We know it is, but they're not classing it as one, and it needs to be classed as one.
When do they have to, you know, they have these disability days sometimes, right? So you have a disability visibility day or something like that, right? Once a year. So for all the disabled people, they have it one day. Do you know what I mean? What about deaf awareness? What about blindness awareness? All of these other, you know, these other groups of people. Why are they
like Alzheimer's Day? Exactly.
Drives me nuts. It really drives me nuts. Anyway.
Yeah, I just got triggered by that photograph of the car.
I know. It triggered me as well. This is hence why I'm ranting a bit. But it's getting really, it's grating on me so much now. Ugh. It really is. It doesn't matter where you go. It's in your face everywhere. And I'm sick of it. I'm absolutely sick of it. Actually, somebody wrote on my wall, right? Yeah. I am going to find it because I just want to read out what he actually said. And you know, this is typical usually. From people who are protecting their agenda. What annoys me is that there are people out there who will protect their agenda, even though the post is about children. And you're like, well, where do your priorities lie then? Because, you know, I couldn't give a crap what your sexuality is. Keep the kids away from it. And yet, you know, people are getting called bigots. And we've had all this before anyway, but I just want to show you what this guy had actually said to me. Because I had said, I'm not looking forward to next month, you know, being Pride Month and whatever. I'm not looking forward to that at all. Keep your children's ears, eyes, minds safe and protected. So I said, not looking forward to next month. If you think it's bad now, having hypersexuality and perversion rammed down people's throats is about to get much, much worse. Guard your children's eyes, ears and minds like never before. God help you, pray. And he wrote, you're a bigot and you will burn in hell. That's what he said to me. See, this is what I mean about people, right? They're so triggered by their own sexuality and their own self-gratification and their own selfishness. They cannot see that exposing children to these sorts of things is grooming. It's grooming. And it's
maybe these people are okay with that.
That's what I mean.
Exactly.
You know? Don't tell me anything other, because I'm like, well, you've just really shot yourself in the foot. This is a public forum, mind, and you've written that on there. People are going to call you all sorts because it is nonce-like behaviour. I don't care what anyone says. So anyway, moving on. I did two videos earlier. Because obviously the home education stuff's coming up a lot, isn't it? There's lots of people taking their children out to be home educated and things have kind of kicked off a little bit. So I did a video just briefly explaining the do's and don'ts of home education and, you know, that what you're obliged to do and what you're not obliged to do. As a home educator, you're obliged to show that your child has a suitable education for their age and ability, right? But that doesn't mean they've never, it doesn't anyway say that you've got to give examples and samples, but you do have to give some sort of report, right? Fair enough, that's absolutely fine. You give a report and that is suffice, right? If you want the local authorities assistance or help in any way, that's fine, that's up to you, but you're under no obligation to. You're also under no obligation to have to meet with a local authority. Some people are, you know, sort of don't understand this, but again, you can if you wish. That is entirely up to you and it's entirely your choice. But there is no obligation, no legal obligation to do that, right? So it's the do's and don'ts. If anyone wants to have a look at the video, I do obviously expand on this. Lou will attach it in the article anyway. The other one was very interesting. So my friend had sent me this yesterday and she was like, okay. So if you remember a couple of weeks ago, I said the local authority want all of the home educated children on a database, right? So if you've had children that you've never registered with school, they're not going to be on a database, right? If you've had children that have been into school and then you've taken them out, they will be. So what they were trying to do is, in order to get all of these people on the register, they wanted to use medical records to find out where these children missing in education, I say in air quotes, are. Right. Now, obviously, straight away, that's a data breach and a confidentiality breach. Right. We know that anyway, and it's counter legislation. So the GMC response to Welsh Government, right? The second video in there is me reading. It's only a 4-page document, right? I'm not going to read it all now. I'm just going to read a little bit of it. So basically, the General Medical Council is saying, they're not really agreeing with it for the reasons that we've stated, right? Because they know that there's a lot of distrust between patient and doctor, as we already know. That's going to drive it even further for people not wanting to be found on the for the local authority. So I'm just going to read a little bit out for you. The draft regulations state that local health boards and general medical services contractors in Wales will be required to disclose information they hold about children and young people to their local authority. Sharing confidential information about a child with a third party for a purpose not related to that child's health or welfare or justifiable as being in that child's best interest should only happen where there is a clear legal basis for sharing. It is not clear if the regulations would create a legal duty on GPs to transfer the required data to the local health board or local authority for the purpose of creating the database. That clearly overrides their data protection obligations and the common law duty of confidentiality that healthcare professionals owe to the patients they serve. If it is not clearly the case that the regulations would override these obligations, then there is a potential conflict with our professional standards, which is likely to act as a barrier to the data being shared. Now, obviously, this is just a little bit out of it, but basically what they're saying is what we've been saying all along is kind of counter legislation. They go on to say about the patient doctor relationship and how already trust is eroded in that. So that, you know, doing that is only going to cause even more problems there. Same reason for social services becoming involved with it, you know, because there are cases now where parents are so petrified to take their kids to the doctors because they're scared of being, you know, labelled as abusive or neglectful for no reason, if they've got a bruise on their arm, that they're not taking them, which, you know, can be a danger in some circumstances. In fact, there was a case I read in that Gulag of the Family Courts with a mother. She'd been accused of Munchausen's by proxy, and she was really, really poorly herself, right? And she would not go to the doctors or the hospital, even though she was in agony, right? Because she was scared that they were going to take her children off her. Anyway, it got to the point where she couldn't take any more, right? She was in agony. So she went in and basically she was riddled with cancer. And she died about 3 or 4 weeks later, leaving her 9 and 11-year-old sons behind. Right, this shit's got to stop. It really has, right? So there's already this barrier between these people for this reason. I've said on the other video, I know it probably would have been the same for you, Lou. When I was younger and we were out playing all the time, I was covered in bruises. I was covered in them. And so was all my friends. Do you know what I mean? But now...
Yeah, always. Always.
Because like... that's just called being a kid and playing and running, you know, jumping in the brook, running up the trees, falling off walls, whatever. You know, getting your skateboard or your scooter smashed into your ankle. So you've got to, do you know what I mean? Like, this is just playing. These are just children playing. But it's got to the point now. If there's one little bruise on your child's head or whatever else, that's a cause for concern. And social services are being called, right?
Because there's an agenda. Because there is an agenda.
Yeah, absolutely.
Splitting the families completely apart. You're just going to spit your children out and they're going to go to wherever it's big business. We know children are the biggest commodity.
Absolutely. Scarily, yes, they are. And even the people involved in these processes don't even realise they're involved in these processes. That's how clever it is. Sinister, but very, very clever. So I was really actually quite pleased to read that from the GMC. I mean, that's not to say that they're not going to go on and do it anyway. You will know what they like, right? In terms of, but they have to change the law first. They can't just do this. There's got to be a law change. And I do think they're going to have a massive fight on their hands because of it. So, you know, it was interesting to read that, but it'll be linked in the article as well.
Found this, Kat. Listen to this, right? Listen to this. Private school parents are pulling children out of school to start homeschooling.
Wow.
Starmer has promised a tax and raid on day one of his Labour government. Head teachers have told The Telegraph that parents are already cancelling plans for September amid Labour will be in power at the start of the school year because he's going to start putting high taxes on private schools. Starmer, I think, is worse than what we've got now. This is really a lot worse. This is Labour is doing. And they want everyone following this agenda. This is bad. And what's even worse is the mainstream media are playing along to this tune as well. I mean, we ain't got a Trump.
Wow.
We don't have a Trump.
This is crazy. Starmer is, he is worse than Sunak.
He's evil. I mean, he's, you know, he was head of the CPS with Jimmy Savile and all his carry-ons.
I know. And we know he's just going to ram this agenda right home. We know it. He's
unbelievably
Labour.
So.
So, obviously we've had a Labour government in Wales for years, right? And we are the worst in Europe, mind. I was watching something the other day and I thought...
Very close by Scotland.
I thought Scotland was worse, but apparently it's not. It is Wales. So, and when I think about it, I'm like, I used to say Scotland was the worst as well. Don't get me wrong, it's bad in Scotland, but it's not as bad as Wales, which is freaky because I thought this guy was going to say... Oh, it was Nigel. It was Nigel Thorne, one of Nigel Thorne's...
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and he, you know what he's like. He's brilliant, isn't he? And I was watching it. It was a few weeks ago when he said, Wales is the worst in... I thought he was going to say the UK. He didn't. He said Europe. And I was like, oh, no. This kind of makes sense, really, to everything, you know, we've been seeing and that. But... you're going to have Starmer, you know, you're going to be on the way as well. We're all in the same position, just all in, you know, we're all in the same storm, we're all in different boats, as Kim likes to say, right? I totally understand that, because we're all going to the same place at the end of the day, Lou. The destination is the same, regardless of how, you know, how it's being run in each country.
Exactly. Well, we're going to have Kim on next week anyway.
Brilliant.
So, right, what else you got for me?
I think that's it, really. I haven't really got any more.
Okay, well, I'm going to go.
Go on, then. You crack on.
You won't believe it. We have now number 7 court case coming up with Diddy. So yesterday we talked about Crystal McKinney. We now are going to introduce April Lampros. She was being abused by Diddy whilst he was with J-Lo. And Kat, just before the show, Kat and I were discussing when it was with J-Lo, like how long ago. And I said, I think it's about 2011, 1999.
Oh, that's mad, isn't it?
Kat was only 15. I was going to have a child 2 years later. I think I was 24, 25. You were 15. So, yeah. So he's got new allegations of sexual assault. A lawsuit has been filed by April Lampost, the seventh such lawsuit to name the hip hop mogul in recent months. I think they're going to be coming in quick and fast. I think every day next week we're going to be talking about another Diddy case. So I'm just going to run through the key points to this case. So it was filed yesterday at New York, I presume, and the Southern District. We know the Southern District had the laptop with the file insurance policy from Michael Weiner. On there was the carry-ons of satanic ritual abuse, adrenochrome, you know the rest. No. So that was all there. They were going to get it out. And then one of the district attorneys, a Democrat, they shut it all down. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head. And that video is still there. Even Sidney Powell, the lawyer, came out and said about it. Everyone said about that this tape does exist. Apparently it does. And I do believe Christine has actually seen it. So Southern District of New York, remember that. So it was filed yesterday. It's naming Diddy and Bad Boy Entertainment, Sony Music, as well as unnamed defendants. And there's 10 unnamed defendants. Lampos is claiming she met Combs in 1994 while she was a student at New York's Fashion Institute of Technology, saying that Diddy would often invite her to his recording studios to impress her and promise to serve as her mentor. Over the course of several years, Lampos claims Combs engaged in 4 terrifying sexual encounters, including 1995, an incident when she said Combs raped her. She pleaded with him to stop. He ignored her. That was at the Millennium Hotel. Interesting, they all do it at the hotels. Lampos alleged that months later, Combs forced her to her knees in a Manhattan parking garage, forcing her to perform oral on her. Between 2000 and 2001, apparently Combs violently grabbed her and forced himself onto her while he was visiting in New York. The Forbes magazine have reached out for Diddy's camp, but no one has come through. And if you remember yesterday, we were talking about Crystal McKenna. She accused Diddy of drugging, sexually assaulting her at his recording studios in 2013. So I do believe we are going to have, I don't know, a platoon of women coming forward.
Definitely. I mean, for anybody who, you know, didn't see the video of Diddy and Cassie in that hallway, you know, it doesn't matter how much he apologises. We know how much of a wrong and that one is, and we can see it in his actions. Like, so, you know, very, very abusive and violent, you know. He's disgusting.
He is disgusting. I've always thought he was disgusting. Always thought. He just... You can see it. You can just only need to look at him.
Vile. You know,
exactly. But we need the rest of them down. We need the rest
absolutely.
Of the cabal, because the children, they are being... I know this is like entertainment, but you know what? It's not. There are kids being involved. Okay, we are seeing adults come forward. We know there are children going to these places. We know there were children being trafficked to Epstein Island, across the world, to various film festivals. Like, what's going on at Cannes Film Festival? There's going to be children. You know, the prime time is at the Super Bowl, apparently. That's trafficking's biggest business.
So, during the Super Bowl it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
And so how many
it's all about the kids. We may kind of laugh and ask, where's Kate? There's so much with regards to the royal family. We're paying for these people. She may be also despicable, but where the fuck is she? And with Diddy and all of this lot, our kids look up to these guys. Our kids listen to this music, and the amount of children that have gone into the music industry being inspired, like people like Diddy, Jay-Z, you know, the whole lot of them.
I mean,
you know, we've got to stand up for the kids in whatever way we can. So one more thing before we close. I mentioned yesterday Everybody, now we know there's a general election come up. Get in touch with all your candidates in your authority. You only need to write one email and just CC, or BCC the rest in. Just saying, what are your thoughts on RSE education? So all you need
Yeah.
to, you don't need to make a point that you disapprove. Just with a forthcoming election, I'm
You're
just
probably
wondering your
better
thoughts.
not doing that anyway,
Exactly,
yeah.
exactly. Please tell us. And when you get, well, if they don't respond, that's going to tell us everything as well. But when they come back with yes, that will tell you everything you need to know, pretty much on every other issue going on. If they support 3-year-olds being taught about masturbation, 9-year-olds being taught about anal, drag queens, it's going to tell you everything.
Yeah,
And it doesn't
agreed.
take long. And if you do, and if you do get a response, please let us know. We've not got long till the election. It would be great if we could have a little map that we could put up and show the areas of people who were against it. What people in what areas and what parties they're with, or if they're, I suspect they'll probably be independents.
Yeah, the chances are they will be, won't they? Definitely, yeah.
Yeah. So, Kat, any final words?
Just for everyone to have a lovely weekend. Keep your eyes peeled. Don't take your eyes off the ball. Have a little look into what we've said, in the article as well. Have a look at the videos on the home education because there's a reason people are doing it, guys. And like I've said before, perhaps we need to focus on what's happening within the schools as to why all of these parents have decided to home educate. We're looking in the wrong place, but your children are in trouble, so you need to be active in what's going on with them. But yeah, other than that, guys, have a wonderful weekend. I'm going to be go watching Grace tomorrow in her band. She plays the whistle, doesn't she? And the drum in her band tomorrow at a festival. So I'm looking forward to that.
We're putting
But
up a
yeah.
fence. Me and Jack are putting up a fence.
Oh, nice.
Well, I don't know how it's going to probably be stroppy and what have you, but I'm going to get this bloody fence done. I just want to say one more thing in regards to if you guys are seeing stories like with involving the kids and what you think we need to be talking about that, get in touch. And if there's a story or somebody you think needs to get their story out, or they would be a good guest, please email us info@libertytactics.co.uk. Either put in guest suggestion or article. If you put that in the subject bar, we can then have a look and go through them, and it would help, don't you say, Kat?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I really would. If anyone's got anything, then just let us know.
Lovely. Libertytactics.co.uk, exposingthelie.info, publicchildprotectionwales.org, TikTok. You can find Jason Nota there with Liberty Tactics. And you can always find our Christine on True Social under Q Team Awesome. And obviously, we have our Facebook pages, Liberty Tactics, and also Lou Collins Radio Show. That's still thriving. So that's it. God bless. Good night. Have a lovely weekend. We'll be back
God
Tuesday.
bless.